Like many of you, so much that is going on in my life, in my world right now, is out of my control. I literally have no way to impact it, no matter really how hard I work. It's just the circumstances of this situation. But I have been working over the last, 17 days in quarantine to figure out what things I do have control over, and that's been kind of giving me a certain amount of peace. And to my surprise, one of those things that I am in complete and utter control over is money. I know, I can't believe it. As someone who hates talking about money, that is the thing that I want to talk about on this episode of The Light. So for ages, money is something that I despise talking about. I don't like it. It stresses me out. It causes me anxiety. It's too overwhelming. Well, earlier this year, in a conversation with a really, really good friend, debt kind of just came up casually. I know. How? Don't really know, but it did. And I was really kind of uncomfortable, but in the moment, I realized, like, I don't know how much debt I'm in. I don't really have an idea. So just kind of out of curiosity, I went into, you know, all the places where I owe people money, and I looked up just to see how much I owed all of them, took a sum and had a total, put it on like a little Excel doc, and I looked at it and was completely shocked because it is quite a bit of money. So much so, I'm not in a place where I'm comfortable sharing the amount right now. I will one day, but that day won't be today. But I kind of got fired up by the amount, and I was like, oh my God, what do I do? Do I get rid of it? Is it worth it to get rid of it? Like, what am I able to do? And I essentially went into a frenzy. And in that frenzy, I discovered a lot of people in personal finance. I discovered gurus that I've heard about, like Dave Ramsey. I've read books, I've read articles, listened to YouTube, podcasts, all types of things, you name it. And after doing some research, I decided that I wanted to take this journey to becoming debt-free. I do want to talk about that journey at some point in another episode, but what I want to talk about today, I think, is a little bit simpler than that journey. Because in every article, every blog, every podcast that I encountered, one thing remained the same. The answer to anything financially, whether that be the journey to debt freedom, whether that be financial peace, whether that be building wealth, the answer was to create a budget. And it freaked me out because Amira and budgets don't get along. I find them restrictive. I feel like I don't get to live the life that I want to live, the life that I feel like I deserve to live, brunches, vacations, happy hours, fancy dinners, nice outfits, whatever it might be. I feel like a budget restricts me. But in order to really take this debt-free journey seriously, I've had to come up with a budget. And I want to share today three of the lessons that I am learning as I'm getting into this practice of budgeting. I'm so excited to talk about this. Number one, with a budget, I am completely in control of my money. Completely. It makes no sense. I never thought I would ever, ever say that. And it's about really understanding, like when I look at a budget, I'm currently using Dave Ramsey's Every Dollar app. And I like the philosophy of the app because it's essentially every single dollar that you get in a month, you give it an assignment. You give that dollar something to do. And it has helped me do a lot of things. It's helped me to see where I generally spend my money, how ridiculous some of those areas are, where I could be potentially spending my money, where I could cut back. I've really been able to see, because as a result of kind of creating my monthly budget, I had to go and look through subscriptions. I canceled my Amazon Prime that I don't use enough, I feel, for however much they charge in a year. I had two Stars accounts, two of them. That's about $20 a freaking month coming out of my account for something that I don't even use. like going through and really seeing what I use and what I actually care about and breaking it down and putting my money into places where I want to. So it doesn't mean that I don't get to get my nails done. It just means that in order to get my nails done, maybe I need to not have stars. Maybe I don't need to go to get quesadillas and margaritas 4 times a month. Maybe we can do 1. You know, it's just things like that. But as a result, it's more freedom because instead of chasing my money chases me. When I get paid now, my money is sitting in the account and it's like, okay, Amira, what would you like for us to do? And I say, well, actually, it would be great. This extra $30 that I got this week, it would be great if I could let you go and help me cut some of this debt down. And it's simple. It hasn't really been a big, like, massive change. It's just shifted my whole paradigm. And I am just such in control of where my money goes and how I spend it. And it's been so great. So the first lesson is being in control of my money. And as a result of that, number 2 is that it is so liberating. I feel liberated because I get to control. I get to tell my money where it goes and my money doesn't own me. But in the liberation also, I am losing my fascination with stuff, like just getting stuff just to get it. Mainly right now because it doesn't fit in my budget. Like if I were to, something I typically do, like every season I go to like some of my favorite stores, whether that be TJ Maxx, H&M, Marshalls, whatever. And I might get like decorative things for the house that go with, like right now Easter's coming up. So I'll get like nice pastel dish towels, or I'll get like a nice little cute floral top or different things like that. And what I'm realizing is, first, those things, right? If I sit down my budget, I can do those things if I want to. But I sit down, I make my budget, and I realize those things are going to cost me $50 if I want to do that every month. Is it worth it to do that for $50 every month? Absolutely not. And so it is liberating for me because I find joy in the things that I already own. So I talked about a couple weeks ago, kind of going through my wardrobe. A part of that was really picking out items that I know are my tried and true outfits. Things that I know I'm going to wear regardless. They're going to be comfortable. I'm going to feel good. I'm going to look good. And it's simple and it's me. And I'm not trying to be anybody different. And it brings me joy to just have those things. I have more than enough clothes. I literally gave like probably 2/3 of my wardrobe away to Goodwill last week. And I'm somebody who, I don't think I have a lot of clothes. I gave 2/3 of my wardrobe away a couple weeks ago, and I still have plenty of clothes, several. And I've been able to live on them and recycle them and feel good about what I have. So it's liberating in that aspect of really being able to see what I value and what I care about, right? And that's been super, super important. And the third thing that I've realized in that, to kind of sum that up, is that budgets are not scary. They are not constrictive. They are liberating. I get to be in control of my money. And it is so helpful in this time of uncertainty that one thing is certain: I am in control of my budget. Because here's the thing. As long as what I take care of first, and this is what a lot of personal finance people say, I take care of the basics. And for me, I am blessed because the only thing I'm really taking care of in the basics is transportation. Typically, the basics are 4 walls. I believe it's shelter, food, transportation, and I think like utilities maybe. I don't know because none of it applies to me except transportation. Making sure I'm paying for my car, getting gas, paying my insurance. I'm making pennies, but I also don't have a lot of monthly expenses. So let's use what I would be using for monthly expenses and put it somewhere that makes sense for me to put it. And I'm realizing that I'm able to squeeze out so much money. So really, it doesn't matter. Granted, the more income I make, the faster I'm going to be able to dig out of this hole that I'm in. But I don't necessarily need to be making a whole lot of money. Because guys, I'm making pennies. I have been able, I'll share this number. I've been able to squeeze out a couple thousand in like 2 months, making pennies. And the only reason I was able to do that is because I am mindful of where my money is. I know every day the dollar to the cent amount that is in my bank account, and I know where that's going. The money has already been assigned really before I get it. So I already know where the money is going, and it's such a good feeling to have some type of control. So now I know if I don't get a job that I'm hoping to get, I'll be good. If I do, I'll be even better. I have money that is supposed to be coming in from all different ways, and instead of spending it on like a summer wardrobe or like pedicures are my weakness, things like that that I don't need or don't bring me a whole lot of joy, I can use those to help with other things, things that are more important to me right now. And understanding that it's temporary, I don't plan to be super restrictive, which I don't think I am right now, and I'm blessed that I don't have to be, but I have the opportunity to skimp a little bit now, right? To penny crunch, penny pinch a little bit now to be able to set myself up later when I start my family, like to be able to really use these skills, because these skills are life skills. This is not just Amira wants to get out of debt, so she made a budget. Yes, the budget is going to help me to get out of debt, but this is a lifestyle change. Hopefully, since you've been listening to me, you know that I'm all about lifestyle changes. I'm not just about, okay, get rich quick. Let's get da-da-da-da. No, let's create lifestyle changes. So when I get my check, now I know where all my money goes. I plan to do that for the rest of my life. So I just feel super liberated. It's the only thing I really have control over. The only place that causes me anxiety is when I think money is coming and it doesn't come necessarily when I want it to. But even then I just work with the money that I got. And I just focus on not trying to figure out where money is at, but focusing on what's already in the account and making that thing shake, baby. It's so liberating. I'm so super excited to share more about the journey. It hasn't been super easy, but it's been really fun to see already how my life and how I'm already changing in my mindset. I would love to hear from you. For whatever reason, y'all not sending me no emails. So hit me up on Instagram, I guess, and let me know how you're feeling. Amira Joy is my Instagram handle. Hit me up on there. And, you know, if you love this podcast, I would love it if you could rate, 5-star rate and review, and if you could share with 3 friends so we can continue to build this community as we work to light up our own space. I wish you nothing but love, peace, and happiness as you go throughout your week. And I will see you right here next time on The Light. Welcome back to The Light Podcast. My name is Amira, and I am your host. I created this podcast as a way for me to reflect on my past, process my present, and plan for my future. I wholeheartedly believe in the power of storytelling, and I hope to use my stories of my crazy journey through adulthood to hopefully inspire others and help you to find the light at the end of your tunnel. If you like The Light Podcast, feel free to like, rate, subscribe, and share with a friend. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and get into this episode of The Light.